Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good morning, my family, my friends, and my guests. This is Renewed Radio. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Renewed Radio. How y'all doing out there, man? Look, I'm going to tell you like this. It's cold down here in North Carolina, for real. I mean, it's like 21 degrees. I mean, it feels like it's like -1 degrees down here, but, you know, I don't like cold weather. But, yo, thank you for joining us early this morning. Look, if you're in the house and you cold like me, look, go ahead and get you some hot chocolate. Sit back, relax. We got some great music, great conversation coming up for you. As we go to Lissette Cornegay with her song Without You. Check it out.
You were there for me when I lost my way. Searching in darkness from day to day. You were there for me when I cried all night long, lonely and confused and tired of being abused. And Lord, I'm asking you for many things. Oh, yes, you say,
when I give you what you want,
will you turn and walk away?
Without you.
together. Move from left to right. As long as you keep it holy. And remember, with Christ, you got a future. Come on. Yeah, there's life after death. Because Jesus Christ, I confess, he's the one that freed me from all stress. I passed all tests. Won't settle for less. Blessed serve God, and you know he's the best. Excelling over others, there's none quite like him. Amazing, faithful, how the Bible describes him. Word, powerful, performance, illogical. If you believe, then all things are possible. Dark skies gotta fade away. They can't stay with me another day. Because my God won't delay or hold back. He's quick to react, respond and attract. To me, Christ format. So of a drum track, I spit the real rap. To praise God, no matter where your mind's at. So I get back to where God's at. In his presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future,
in Christ,
I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future,
come on,
yeah,
come
it's
on.
The future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future,
in
Christ, I got a future.
Oh my God.
In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
I'm prevailing in the new time. With the new rhymes, no longer blind in my mind because of God's design inside of me, preparing me for the future that's no longer scaring me. So daringly, I found the key of life, buried in the word, it was the Christ. He brings light to my dark situation. The sin nature gets trumped by his greatness. The temptation I be facing, trials I endure by using patience. Always recognize the ways of escaping. God is always on time, never late when I need deliverance, that is heaven sent. God's benevolence, never leave me hesitant. So I get back to where God's at.
God
in his presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. It's
that
I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
So all fear must leave.
Get out of here.
For it's safe I receive. No matter the size of the seed, it allows me to breathe.
Thank you, Lord.
Always believe and receive.
Come on.
What God wants to do with me. When the devil shows up, I don't throw my hands up.
Nah.
I reach for the shield of faith and toss it up.
Come on.
I'm talking about the times when things get really rough. We gotta stand on the word and call the devil's luck. God's hand is a clutch. My life can't be touched. Principalities get crushed in the name of Jesus. Oh, and God, we trust,
yes,
he lives inside of us, so we're free from depression, anxiety, and lust. With God, we discuss his plans and his thoughts towards us that he bought with his blood. Sure enough, we walk by faith. God's never late, so I refuse to tolerate thoughts that my future ain't great.
Come on, man. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future,
in Christ,
I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
That was Veridox, man, with the future. Look, let me tell y'all a little something about this guy, man, because when I looked at his website, I haven't seen hip-hop like this in a long time, man. And matter of fact, I haven't seen hip-hop like this at all, like real. You know, this guy, Veridox, is raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was involved in Christian hip hop since 1999, man. Look, if I knew this guy in 1999, I wouldn't have been rolling in blunts like I was. So just to keep it real. But man, he has his third album released in 2016. And just to let y'all know some information, the acronym Veridox means Brian educates radically, informing disciples of X, meaning truth. So check more music out from Veridox, man. Be on the lookout for his album release and more singles. You can go to www.christrevolution.com com and check out more from Veradox, man. Look, this guy right here is making a movement for the glory of God, and we have to keep doing this in this day and age. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the T, a.k.a. Sam P. Man, I'll tell you, in this world today, man, music has a large impact on everybody. I mean, I believe music has always had a large influence on everybody's lives. Even I remember back in the day, like I used to listen to Biggie, Wu-Tang, Tupac, Mos Def, KRS-One, EPMD. I hope I ain't showing my age up here. But the music, man, you know, you be rocking and bopping your head too. But I noticed this. Over a period of time, started even the stuff they were rhyming about with the drugs and the alcohol, I was actually doing that stuff. So you mean somebody's words can actually influence me to do things, even in a song? Yes, because even the word says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And, you know, it's a war out here, man. And especially in this music and entertainment industry, man, you just think about it. People love music. They love to watch TV. They love movies. But the problem is what's on the TVs and what we're listening to in this music that's popular, it's destroying our youth and young adults and our people. Why is that? Because music has a spirit to it. And whatever spirit the person that is speaking those rhymes or making that movie is projecting is what we're receiving. And then we start to take on the likeness of that spirit. So it could be a demonic spirit. A lot of people don't believe in those things, but I'm going to tell you like this, it's real. People don't act crazy for no reason. Or it could take on a Holy Spirit, which only comes from Jesus Christ. So it's a warfare out here, man. And the reason why I do Renewed Radio, the reason why I make music, the reason why I support people who make Christian hip-hop, Christian music, is because I know that I was once listening to those negative comments, that negative music, and it was causing me to fall. It was causing me to do things that I wasn't even raised up doing myself. But one thing that I know, that Jesus Christ can save your life, and that's my testimony. And I know he can. So that's why it's my job to go back to the hood, go back to my homeboys, and not to preach to them, but to let them know, and they can see the evidence of my life. Because, look, whoever you used to hang around with when you were in the world, they're going to tell a difference if you have sincerely gave your life to Jesus Christ. If you don't want to go out there and roll the blunts with them no more, if you were the lead person who would start the gang fights and things of that nature, but they see a change in you, I mean, only the Spirit of God can do that, because a real change is lifelong and it lasts forever. And that only comes through him. So I definitely encourage everyone who is listening to my voice right now to tap into Jesus, because he's coming back soon. And it's not to scare you, but it's to let you know that there is a better way. There is a better life. You don't have to sell yourself out. You don't have to sell your soul to the devil just to get fame and fortune. It's not worth it, because the Lord will supply all your needs if you put him first. Trust me and my family are not struggling. And it's not because we got $1 billion. It's because we trust in God that he always supplies our needs. Yes, it gets rough, but even this year, the Lord is telling me to be still, just chill, and know that I am God. You can only experience him for yourself to really see if this is, if what I'm saying is true. Yes, some people have been church hurt. But look, don't never allow church hurt to be an excuse to move you away from the Lord. Because regardless of the situation, you're going to still have people that act crazy in church. I'm just going to be real with you. But the thing about it is, your relationship with Jesus Christ shouldn't allow other people to intercept your relationship. But this music industry, man, we have to, I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters in Christ who are now making music, give honor to God. We have to not only just make this music to glorify God, but we have to make this music and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ and live like it in our families. Be that example, because I know it gets rough financially, but if we just focus on the Lord, man, making this music to glorify Jesus Christ, because, look, the enemy is fighting back. He's fighting back hard, and he's fighting back through our youth. He's been fighting back even before I was born. So this music industry and entertainment industry, he's trying to take over the minds of people to sell their soul to him for fame and fortune. And the word says, what is a profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? So you got temporary happiness instead of lifelong joy that only comes from Christ. And we have to continue to go hard for the gospel. We have to continue to honor God in our lives. Because I know me, my testimony is I was that guy. I was that guy that smoked, drank, hang with the dope boys and the drug dealers. But God changed my life. And if I didn't encounter him for myself, I would have still been out here in 2016 with the dope boys, or I would have been behind bars, or I would have been 6 feet. So I have a passion. I have a passion to see the hood. I have a passion to see the suburbs. I have a passion to see youth. I have a passion to see them succeed. And true success is not getting, just graduating high school, getting doctorate degrees, getting your career job. True success is only found in Jesus Christ, because he's the first man that succeeded in everything in his life, even death. Please, nobody else can rise from death like he can. So I encourage you, my friends, family, everybody out there I'm talking to, build a relationship with Jesus Christ that will change your life. Check it out. We're going to go to my man, Beyonce, from Pennsylvania. Shout out to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Hey, y'all supposed to be getting some snow, I heard. Hey, make sure y'all stock up on some chicken or something out there, because y'all might, they say y'all getting some a couple feet of snow. So, look, stock up on some food out there, because I know I am. Look, check out DOC featuring Brother Minister and Kid Got It with Funeral.
They say when you're gone, you're gone. You're gone and live your life. Everything's a go tonight. There ain't no red light. If you like it, go and try it. Gotta do it right. Thought I told you once before, I ain't about that life. That feeling you feeling is never fulfilling. And friends you around will never be found when you drop in the ceiling. Now how you was getting is gone. Tell me I'm wrong, I prove that I'm right. But things in my past that wants to be last and loves to haunt me at night. Cause they want me back in that old life. But all the shade won't block it.
nobody, 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 nobody even noticed that I changed. Soon as I mention the name of Jesus, they all becoming strange. I'm changing my lifestyle, next thing you know, they're just walking away. But that is okay, cause I got Jesus when I'm walking through this maze. There's gotta be a way to deliver the message of the gospel to these people, cause they just don't know. Anytime I mention the gospel, they won't receive it, cause I'm setting the ways and they won't let it go. They don't stand a fighting chance. Jesus is our life advance. He's saving souls and making them clean. He can do it for you too, that's for snappy.
Transforming in the night in their lives to achieve their God-given potential
and honor the Lord. It can happen. I believe it can happen. And so I'm going to always keep that in my heart. And let's do this for the glory of God, man. Look, we're winding down, but thank you for tuning in to Renew Radio. Look, check out my album, Renewed. It is on all the digital stores. You can catch me on CD Baby. Just go to www.cdbaby.com. Sam P, you'll see me. It's the you'll see me and another guy. You can even check out my Facebook page. It is www.facebook.com/renewyourmindproductions. And you can get my album off that. And you can even stream it on Spotify. So check out my album. Thank you for listening to Renew Radio. Y'all have a great afternoon. Peace.